And what does a woman wear around her wrist?
Watch.
And if it doesn't tell the time, it's just for decoration. You might say it's a...
stopped.
Okay, if it's not a watch, if it's just something that looks pretty, you know, maybe it's pearls or something, it's not a watch, it's a...
What is it? That's right on the end of my tongue.
bracelet, do you say?
Yeah, you can say bracelet.
Okay. And what about different little things strung together to wear around
you? Beads.
How?
Beads.
Okay. And if you're talking about them, you might say, put on this of beads. How would you say
to
that?
To match your dress, too.
Okay, would you call it a, say, oh, that's a real pretty of beads. Real pretty what? Real pretty?
I say beads. That's okay. What we used to call them.
Uh-huh. Would you be more likely to say a string of beads or a pair of beads?
String.
String of beads, okay. And what do you hold over you when it rains?
Parasol.
Okay, or you always say parasol?
I just say parasol. That's why we use them days, but now they use these other things. Uh-huh. My days is parasol.
Okay, and
we school every morning and the last gonna rain, you better take the parasol.
Uh-huh. Well, did you have different kinds of them? Did you ever call them, instead of parasol, call them an umbrella?
Yeah, they call them umbrella.
It wasn't a matter of which one you wore to keep the sun off, was it?
Uh-uh.
You just, generally you said a parasol for whether it was...
I just say parasol for sun and on
rain
too.
Right.
You can use them for both.
But now you were talking about they might wear a little plastic thing over your head.
I call them head wraps.
A head wrap. Right. Okay.
That's too new though to put in that.
What's the last thing when you're fixing the bed? What's the last thing that you put on it?
On what?
On the bed. When you're making up the bed in the bedroom, you put the...
spread, last thing.
Okay. And do you ever call that anything else? Or if it's real fancy or something, do you remember hearing it called anything besides a spread?
No, I don't.
Don't remember a coverlet, counterpane, or...
I got a new fancy one in there on that one. My daughter gave me, and you call it a spread or retin, I don't know. It goes all around, and
right.
It's a real nice one that she gave me at Christmas.
Uh-huh. And if the head of the bed, you put your head on the...
pillows.
And on top of that, the thing that you pull over the pillow is called a...
sheet?
The little thing that the pillow slips in.
Pillow slips in. Mm-hmm. Pillowcases is what we call them.
Yeah. All right, what about a real large one, Miss? Do you remember a real one that went all the way across the bed? You know, usually we have two of them. Do you remember one that went all the way across the bed? A single thing?
Quilt?
No, up for the, instead of two pillows, you had a real long pillow.
I don't.
You don't remember something called a bolster?
Yes, it was a bolster.
Bolster?
Uh-huh.
You don't use them anymore?
No. People sleep on them too.
Okay. And, you may have either a blanket or a...
spread.
Or
a quilt. Blanket or a quilt, either one.
And
we used to make our quilts.
Right.
I got some of them now. Give away a whole lot of them when I moved here. Didn't think I'd ever use them anymore. But I said if current was to go off, you sure need them.
That's right.
We used to quilt. We quilted piece up scraps and put some cotton in there. Quilt them. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am, vaguely. I remember seeing them. I remember ladies used to come to my grandmother's and they'd sit around a frame and do it.
Have days of meeting and help one another.
Right. What would you call a little makeshift place to sleep that you might make down on the floor for the children to lie on?
Pallet.
Okay.
You can put quilts down there, double a quilt and put down. That's what I used to do for mine.
Right.
Keep them getting hurt.
And if you